As time moved on after 1945, the nature of the world and those three circles obviously changed. As the empire evolved into the Commonwealth, it became ever clearer that the Commonwealth would not in itself be an organized political bloc. The United States, of course, was very much more powerful than Britain, and the gap became ever greater. One distinguished Secretary of State in the American government referred to Britain as having lost an empire, but not found a role. Nonetheless, we continued throughout many years to hang on to the concept, some will say the illusion, of national sovereignty, our national sovereignty being the way in which we could answer all problems. So that when the six countries I've already mentioned decided to start their cooperation by establishing a European coal and steel community with a high authority that, in a sense, could direct the coal and steel industries of the six countries, there wasn't much question in Britain that we would stand aloof from it and not join. The real debates came later. It was when those same six countries decided that they would set up a European Atomic Energy Community and also an Economic Community. What's interesting is that although all three of those communities were concerned with economic issues, or with what might be called sectional things, such as atomic energy, the big debate in Britain was actually political. Both Harold Macmillan, the Conservative Prime Minister in the early 60s, and Hugh Gaitskell, the leader of the Labour Party, agreed that it was fundamentally a political choice. Macmillan was strongly in favour of Britain making that political choice. The Conservatives were then the pro-European party and felt that politically we should align ourselves with the then six. Hugh Gaitskell and the Labour Party tended to move in the opposite direction, although of course there were always minorities in both parties.